This is City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzes. We've been asking leaders of Atlanta arts organizations to give their thoughts on the state of the arts. That means we're asking them how their field has changed and also how technology specifically has played a role in that change. Here's part two of a conversation with Jeff Watkins, the creative director of the New American Shakespeare Tavern. I asked him why he thinks Shakespeare is still relevant today.
Shakespeare's relevance. Well, you know, that's an interesting question. You know, I think to myself, actually, I read this in the Smithsonian, mankind or humankind is the only species that stores information outside of our bodies. It is the basis of all collective learning. The only way we can learn from our great-great-grandfathers or any generations that have come before us is through the medium of language. There can simply be nothing more important or more fundamental to what it means to being human. Now, I speak the English language, and I imagine that the thoughts that are happening in your mind right now are in the English language as well. Shakespeare was the chief architect of that language. If people can come to understand the grace and the power and the beauty that is intrinsic in those words, and understand how words can be used, both for good and for bad, and it's all right there in the works, and find the joy of that, then that's the key to self-expression, which is the key to achieving one's goals and aspirations.
Well, your company is very serious about education and bringing young students into the theater. How do you hook them? I mean, the language is pretty dense for little
ones. Oh, if you can get to them early enough, they don't know it's dense. They don't know that it's difficult to understand. A third or a fourth or fifth grader just goes right in and gets it. You have to be taught that it's hard. You have to be taught that it's difficult to understand. 72% of my adult audience is under the age of 55. Our education programs over 23 years have fed us a steady stream of young people. More often than not, when I see teenagers and adults, I say, who brought who? And more than half the time, the kids have brought their parents. And of course, what parents get to say, well, you want to go where? You want to see what? Well, yeah, we'll take you to see a Shakespeare play. What are you nuts? But I mean, they're doing it. Now we're working, you know, as early as fourth grade. We even have a pre-K program called Shakespeare for Kids.
And what scenes do you use?
Well, Shakespeare for Kids is three professional actors that are performing and telling the story of Midsummer Night's Dream. So it's more like a children's story with elements of Shakespeare and some of the language. The way we direct the children is we don't say this means this and this means that. We let them speak it, then we ask them, what do you think this means? If they get it wrong, if it wasn't what Shakespeare intended, that's not our job. Our job is to have them have a personal connection with language while speaking it. So if it means something real to them, that's the interpretation we go with. And it's amazing how intuitive they are and how clear they are and how empowered they are when they're given this language to express something that they feel in their own lives. It's what makes me cry when I'm watching these performances, and it's what gets me up in the morning.
So you're not worried about texting and Twitter and 147 characters, whatever, you know, signaling the death of our language and self-expression among youngsters?
You know, I don't worry about that. When I'm performing in front, you know, with the kids, I don't have a problem with that. There's a couple of things, the basic principles of being a performer. Never blame your audience. You know, we should look to ourselves first. If the kids are not engaged, are we present? Are we really there? Are we honest? I don't have any problems with video games. I don't think that culture is declining in that way. Yeah, there are a lot of things going on, but, you know, a fifth grader, a fourth grader, a teenager, that's pretty much been the same for the last 400 years. And I think you'll see that if you come see our Romeo and Juliet.
How has technology impacted the Atlanta Shakespeare Company?
It's very empowering. I'll have to say that, you know, the time was that if we wanted to let people know about a play we were doing, you know, we had to print a four-color postcard. We had to put labels on it. And we had to put it through the bulk mail thing to save, a few extra dollars. We'd put the labels on, and we'd sort it ourselves and run it down to the bulk mailing center. And we used to go through this ritual, you know, once a month with these what we called show cards and stuff like that. And with the advent of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Tumblr and these other social media platforms, it's just so easy to communicate with just thousands of people with very little overhead. So in terms of getting our brand out there or in terms of just letting people know what's happening, The internet, the ability for people to have access to what, 300 people thought about our place when they went to see it. And studies clearly show that people trust peer reviews much more than professional reviews. So you can get a real sense of what's happening in a place by looking at that and see what real people think about what's going on in there. And that's been very empowering and just excellent.
That was Jeff Watkins of the New American Shakespeare Tavern speaking to me about the role of technology in the theater. The tavern has a number of productions coming up, including Romeo and Juliet, The Winter's Tale, and The Taming of the Shrew.